Professor sues university after order to use transgender pronouns. By Meryl Hope on November 7, 2018. Attorneys with the Alliance Defending Freedom, ADF, filed a federal lawsuit Monday on behalf of a professor who was disciplined for refusing to use a transgender student's preferred pronoun. On January 9, Nicholas Merriweather, a philosophy professor at Shawnee State University in Ohio, responded to a student's question by saying, "No, sir." That student transitioned from male to female and confronted Merriweather after class, demanding the professor use feminine titles and pronouns. Merriweather disagreed. The student became belligerent, circling around the professor and getting in his face in a threatening fashion, according to the complaint filed in federal court. Before walking away, the student allegedly said, "Then I guess this means I can call you a cunt." The student promised to get Merriweather fired for pronoun non-compliance, filing a complaint. Merriweather reported the student's alleged conduct to the Jennifer Polly, chair of the Humanities and English Departments. Subsequently, the university launched an investigation. The professor offered to call the student by first and last name, bypassing pronouns. However, Shawnee State officials rejected the middle ground fix. ADF said this forced Merriweather to speak and act contrary to his religious beliefs. "Tolerance is a two-way street," said ADF senior counsel Travis Barham in a press release. "Universities are meant to be a marketplace of ideas, not an assembly line for one type of thought, but apparently, Shawnee State has ignored that foundational truth. The university refused to consider any solutions that would respect the freedoms of everyone involved. It instead chose to impose its own orthodoxy on Dr. Merriweather under threat of further punishment if he doesn't relinquish his rights protected by the First Amendment." Merriweather, a Christian, believes gender is fixed in each person from the moment of conception and it cannot be changed regardless of an individual's feelings or desires, according to the lawsuit. It said he strives to treat every person with dignity, love, and care but objected to communicating a university-mandated ideological message regarding gender identity that he does not believe, that he does not wish to communicate, and that contradicts, and would force him to violate, his sincerely held religious beliefs. Shawnee State never adopted an official transgender policy, although, in August 2016, Merriweather received the Obama administration's Dear Colleague letter on transgender students, in an email from his union. It mandated gender identity guidelines and terminology. Then, he spoke to Polly about the letter. The complaint alleged she exhibited hostility towards Merriweather and his religious beliefs. She said adherents to the Christian religion are primarily motivated out of fear. She allegedly commented the purpose of higher education is to liberate students, that religion oppresses students, and thus, the presence of religion in higher education is counterproductive. In February 2017, the Trump administration rescinded the Obama-era transgender policy. Merriweather filed a grievance with the union on July 2, 2018. He requested the university allow him to continue speaking consistent with his religious beliefs. According to the court documents, Shawnee State Interim President Jeffrey Bauer openly laughed at Merriweather's claim that his religion precluded him from using the student's preferred pronouns. Last month, the university denied Merriweather's grievance, accusing him of creating a hostile environment for the student. They placed a written warning in his personnel file and threatened further corrective actions if he did not follow the university's ideological message on gender identity. Public universities have no business compelling people to express ideological beliefs that they don't hold, said ADF senior counsel Tyson Langhofer, director of the ADF Center for Academic Freedom. "This isn't just about a pronoun. This is about endorsing an ideology. The university favors certain beliefs, and it wants to force Dr. Merriweather to cry uncle and endorse them as well. That's neither legal nor constitutional, and neither was the process the university has used to get to this point. We are asking the court to order the university to respect Dr. Merriweather's freedoms." Shawnee State is a public four-year college in the University of Ohio system. Merriweather joined the faculty in the fall of 1996 and has taught a plethora of philosophy, religion, and political theory courses. The lawsuit said he was never the subject of any university disciplinary actions before this incident. Follow Meryl Hope, a member of the original Breitbart Texas team, on Facebook and Twitter.